Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. How can a Michigan state government that is either insolvent or bankrupt ever repay any new debt borrowed to fix our state's roads and bridges? If you want to understand the dire straits of Michigan state government, you won't find out the truth if you only refer to the state's published so-called comprehensive annual financial statements, of which the most recent available are for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2018. I did review this more than 100-page document trying to ascertain how much the state owes for the net present value of unfunded liabilities of employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Guess what? The overwhelming bulk of these liabilities have been omitted from these reports. So, if you just look at the state's financial statements, you might get the wrong impression that Michigan's government is fiscally sound and deserves its AA credit rating. After all, the outstanding debts included are less than $6 billion, including 40% borrowed for past expenses of fixing Michigan's roads and bridges. However, if you read through the dozens of pages of footnotes carefully, you'll find two places where it notes that the bulk of the unfunded liabilities are not included on these financial statements because most of them are supposedly not liabilities of the state government. Instead, they are liabilities of funds over which the state only has a fiduciary responsibility. In order to find out about the amount of these liabilities, it is necessary to find and review the financial statements posted by the Michigan Office of Retirement Services. There you will find the details of what the state government owes for the public school employees' retirement system, state employees' retirement system, state police retirement system, judges' retirement system, and military retirement provision. The two major amounts of unfunded liabilities are for the public school employees and state employees' retirement systems. Among just these two, the net present value of the unfunded liabilities as of 16 months ago was over $52 billion. For the details on this deceptive financial reporting by the Michigan state government, come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.